Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the love on the spectrum of podcasts. The gentleman in front of me, the hero of this spectrum bordering show, Mike Ward.
I love you. I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis, and our friend over here is...
Who's walking all over the spectrum. Poseidon.
What's up?
Poseidon,
how you guys doing?
We're good. Poseidon, me and you got to experience something yesterday that Mike never will.
Oh my God.
And I feel bad. I wanted him to. Guido Grasso being forced to watch Love on the Spectrum, but not knowing that they're autistic people.
Okay.
And commenting, look at this dummy. Who's this dummy? Look at this. What is she? She can teach these dummies how. She's just exploiting dummies. And like not knowing that they're autistic, just thinking they're low IQ people was the funniest. I was crying laughing. I couldn't take it. He's like, look at. Why is like this guy can't even see his feet? Why isn't he looking down? Why is he always looking up? I was dying. That was great. And then when we told him, it was awkward.
How can you not know that they're like it's so clear that they're autistic.
Well, here's the best part. When he realized, and I told him, and then he started questioning. He's like, wait a second, you guys could tell? Like, well, yeah, I could always tell if someone's autistic. And then he goes like this, am I autistic? Well, I died.
Oh, did he ask him?
Yeah,
he was autistic?
He was actually confused. Like, am I? Well, you would tell me, right? And I go, you're not autistic.
You know what would be amazing? Get someone with autism to watch The Intellectuals and just have the autistic guy going, look at this dummy.
That would be the best. That would be the best.
Look at that. That's so fucking disrespectful. Calling some, especially like in fucking 2022 that we're trying to be respectful of everyone. We don't even call them fucking Asperger's anymore because they're not Asperger's. They're on the spectrum. Yeah. And he's like, look at these dummies.
But it would have been offensive had he known. But he just assumed, he's like, what is this guy? Because the guy was wearing, one of the guys got dressed up to go on a date, and he was dressed up like a medieval vampire.
Okay.
And he's like, looking, he's like, what's going on here? Why is this guy dressed like Gangrel? And he's freaking out. He's like, what is this? And then he's like, a sword? He can't leave the house with a sword? He's like, this guy's an idiot. He goes, who goes to a date like that? And then when he sees where he was, like medieval times, like, it's medieval. Man, I thought this guy was going, like a Dave and Buster's. Because then he was going to like a regular restaurant dressed like that. This makes more sense. All right, so he's at cosplay. Like he wasn't grasping.
Did he think he was watching like The Bachelor? Or what?
Yeah, he thought it was just a reality show.
God, that'd be like if they weren't out of the closet with their autism, that'd be the worst casting for a dating show ever. They're like, look at this guy. He's got a big head, got those dead eyes, but he really likes dinosaurs, and ladies love a man that knows a lot about dinosaurs. Yeah.
There was a moment where there was this Indian guy in the new season. This big chubby Indian guy?
He looks like he's 700 years old. Yeah, he's older than his dad.
That's what he said. He goes, what is this guy? And I'm like, oh, he's
what's
like
wrong
a
with
kid.
His skin?
He's never, yeah, he goes, what's wrong with his fucking skin? And then he's like, how old is this guy? And I'm like, oh, he's young. He's like in his 20s. He's like, this guy looks 70. What is that? It was the funniest
what's wrong
fucking
with
thing.
The guy's skin?
His skin was, I never noticed, but Guido noticed that his skin was bad or something. Okay. But the funniest line about
Do
him
you
that
think
he said.
Guido thought his skin was bad because it's brown.
His skin is dirty.
No, it's not skin. No, there was like some wrinkles or something. Okay. That's why he thought he was older. But there's a funny part where I didn't even notice, but the guy was in his house and he was barefoot. And then Guido's mumbling to himself. He's like, it's fucking disgusting. Bare feet. You're disgusting. This is insane. God, he only noticed because that guy's girlfriend was, he's like, bro, that girl has Downs. He's just screaming. It was unexperienced. Like, yeah. I have to do a movie night and have him watch this.
Yeah.
It's him just talking and but not knowing. You can't warn him what the movie is or what the show is. He has to not know it. And not give him is the funniest fucking thing.
It's true because Guido doesn't watch modern shit anymore.
He has just, no idea.
Yeah, he just
only watches. So he's the opposite of you.
Yeah.
He knows no one after 1987. Yeah. You know no one before 87.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Together they make one medium person. Yeah. But he was so funny because, like, what is this? Why is he being weird? Why is this guy a fucking weirdo? It's like, dude, they're autistic. He's not trying to be weird. He's just nervous or something. Like, it was hard to. It was very funny though. Being there was one of the funniest things I ever experienced. It made me feel good.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a
good time. How about for music? Does he listen to only 80s music?
Yeah, and he always asks to put 80s music. Yeah.
So movies, he only listens to, like.
Guido is probably one of the biggest movie fans I know.
Okay.
Legitimate movie fans. He'll watch everything. He knows the actors, the scene, all that. He's a filmophile.
Okay.
Mm. He's a 100%. He's a cinephile, as they call him.
Cinephile, yeah.
But he likes anything, whether it's if you could take him to a theater show, he'll enjoy talk about the acting. He's very good about that. But I don't think he likes most new stuff.
Okay.
It has to have people he knows in it. But everything older, 80s, 90s, he knows the cast, when it came out, how much it made grossing. He knows all, like an autiste.
Yeah. I did a pedophile. I don't know why. When you said cinephile, I had pedophile in my head.
Yeah.
But I did a podcast last week. It's where they watch old movies.
Okay.
And old shitty movies. And there's a movie we watched called New York Ninja.
Okay.
And they found this movie from the 80s and they couldn't find the audio for it. So they only found it was never edited. So the company just edited it together, like put a movie together. They didn't find the script, so they don't know what the people were actually saying. So they hired actors
to
do voiceover. So it's the funniest, weirdest fucking movie.
Does it work at all?
It's actually good. Like, I was watching it, and I was like, oh, this is going to be garbage. And it's like Ginger Lynn, the porn star from the 80s, does one of the voices. There are a couple of like semi-famous actors that do voices. But it's surprisingly, it's good because it's horrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm down with this.
It's a very funny, bad movie.
I could watch bad movies now.
Yeah.
If I have company and we could laugh at it, I don't mind bad movies.
Yeah, that was the only thing that was weird. Since I had to watch this and then do a podcast to talk about it the next day, that's the type of movie it's fun to watch with friends or if you're stoned or drunk.
Yeah, but just die laughing.
I was 100% sober with my dog.
Watching this.
So
dog was there? I thought you went on a podcast.
No, I was, because I watched the movie at home first with my dog and then I went to the podcast.
Oh, I thought the podcast was that you watched the movie together. No.
That'd be way easier.
Yeah, that's a good podcast.
Yeah.
You just sit there and watch stupid movies.
Yeah, apparently they used to do it that way, and then COVID hit, so then they started watching it like separately, each on their own.
And then you talk about it.
Yeah, and then you talk about it. And now they're doing it live again. It's not by Zoom, but they don't watch a movie together.
They should.
Yeah.
That's my critical assumption that they should. You saw what happened to Voss. Last week, I think. Well, I think it happened in May, but it just became public.
It came out
now.
Last week.
Yeah, that was fucking weird.
Yeah, for people that don't know.
The bottled water company?
No, what?
Stop interrupting Mike Ward, bro.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you thought Voss, the bottle, the water company?
No, I was just joking. Okay. I'm sorry. No. Go, keep going.
That's a good joke.
Yeah.
Rich Voss was headlining Rumors Comedy Club.
In Winnipeg.
In Winnipeg. And these drunk fucking ladies were talking the whole time. And they were Native. And then he did jokes about drinking and driving.
He started ripping them because they were heckling.
Because they wouldn't shut up. They wouldn't shut up and they were drunk as shit. But then they were like, he's saying that Natives are all alcoholics. That's not what he's saying. He's saying that you're drunk as fuck and you won't shut up.
Also, you don't have a good defense about not being an alcoholic when you're hammered yelling.
Yeah. You can't go, okay, that's racist telling me we're all drunk.
I've never drank in my life. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
So they were calling him sexist, even though only one of the five shows had that problem. Yeah. And then the problem wasn't them. The problem was the club.
Fucking fags that didn't stand by their comic.
They released a statement, and they said that they tried to teach him. What did they say? We wanted this to be a teaching moment to teach him how to, like, get Rich Voss.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. You're going to teach
him. And you're a comedy club manager in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
And you're going to teach Rich Voss.
Let me tell you a little thing or two about comedy.
Yeah.
Sometimes it pays to not be offensive. I don't know if you're going to hear it here first, kid. Don't use words like alcoholic or bitch or whore. So what are you talking about? Just shut the fuck up. First of all, kick them out.
Yeah.
If they're that disruptive and you don't want him to interact, because he normally asks to not throw people out.
Yeah, the excuse they said in the paper, the club was like, no, he told us if people talk to let him handle it, not throw him out.
So let him handle it.
But there's a difference. Like, if you see that people don't shut the fuck up, get rid of them. Mm-hmm. Right? Don't get rid of them right away.
Give him a chance.
But yeah.
But also if... So you have two choices. Either you let him handle it the way he knows how to handle it as a professional, which is what he did, or you don't let him handle it. But you can't let him handle it and then get mad at how he handled
it.
So you handle it. Kick him out.
Yeah.
But they were 100% in the wrong because he doesn't target, you know, boss. He's not going to, he doesn't point the crowd and goes, fuck you for no reason. Like, they were starting shit. He does what he does best. It's like you. You'll stay calm. You'll do your joke. Somebody's starting. You're like, all right, I'm going to open up on this motherfucker. It's just the way it is. It's not on purpose.
Winnipeg, too, is a weird, like, there's a weird sort of racial tension between the whites and the natives.
See, I didn't know this.
Yeah. I've been to Winnipeg, I think, only twice. But the first time I went, it's weird. At night, outside, it's just natives, and they all seem, like, fucking angry.
Would I be considered a white?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
All right. Yeah. No, like and I didn't know like there was that much crime in Winnipeg, but the first day I'm there, during the day I'm shopping, and every store sold shit that was to hide money. So I was like, why is this store selling a bottle? Okay, this isn't a real bottle of beer. It's a fake bottle of beer, but on the inside there's a hole to hide your money. Oh, this is a can of soup. Wait, it's not a can of soup. You can hide your money. So it was all shit to hide your money. And I was like, why the fuck are there so many things to hide your money? But I guess it's because everyone gets robbed because there's a lot of crime.
Well, I didn't know Winnipeg was a shit city.
Yeah, it's a shit city. It's a shit city.
I thought I knew it was cold.
Yeah, it's a weird, weird town.
God damn. Well,
weird town.
All right, well, that club can go fuck itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't like that shit.
Yeah. So, I'm reading it right now, and they said that happened, and apparently he used the word gay in a derogatory sense.
Fuck. So I called the people working there fags. I'm going to have a problem. They'll get a call. What? Rumors comedy club.
Tweet reply. Tell them this whole statement is gay. Idiots. Oh, I got a funny thing.
That's great. Just before you tell your thing. Like... There's a, like, you can use the word gay and not be homophobic.
Mm.
Like, not everything is automatically homophobic.
If you're low IQ, it is.
Yeah.
It is. It's trigger words. Remember, we had spoken about this. People find words like, but this on the spectrum means this, so I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
No, bro. Intent, context, that's what's king.
Like, in French, the word tapette, which is like French for fag.
Yeah.
The person I know that uses that word the most is Mona de Grenoble, a drag queen.
Yeah.
Like, no, I've never seen anyone like...
I warned him. I said, stop using it. I'm taking it back.
Yeah.
That's my word for you.
Yeah. He told me, what did I... Like, I ordered a drink. Yeah. I ordered a vodka soda, and he called me an old fag.
if that happened, if that happened to me, I wouldn't be. I would laugh so hard.
Yeah.
If Mona is calling me, if a drag queen is calling me a fag,
I know
a drag. You think I'm gonna get offended? I'm gonna die of laughter. Yeah. Be like, this is hilarious. It's the greatest thing ever. Yeah, learn to enjoy life a bit. Stop taking shit so seriously and enjoy. Just like my next thing that I want to bring up. So you know FIFA, UEFA, all the soccer.
You can't
people,
use that word anymore.
You can't use FIFA it's anymore.
Really?
Homosexa now.
Yeah.
You can't use FIFA anymore.
No, you can't see.
Why not?
A bunch of FIFA out there, bro. A bunch of FIFAs. So
it's very homophobic.
They try to pretend because they're criminals, and they always try to pretend like they're not racist, and they're very hardcore about anything racist. The English national team from England, for some reason, won't stop. Wherever they go, they've been doing like they've been kneeling on one knee ever since like the Kaepernick stuff. Like they think they're helping the situation. They legitimately believe going on a knee before the game helps the situation. There's some countries that don't want politics in this. They get really angry. Well, one of those countries is Hungary.
Okay.
Who recently had met England, and anyways, UEFA had banned them from having their fans go to the game, regular fans, because they said when they were booing the last time a team was kneeling. Before the game, and it was racist. So they said, you can't do it. So what they did in the scene is, okay, fine. We're not going to allow our adult fans in. So they filled up the stadium with like thousands of 13-year-olds that were there to watch the game, young Hungarians. So on Saturday, the game starts, and the English team decides to take a knee. bro, they start getting booed by all the thousands of 13-year-old kids, bro.
That's then, amazing.
And then they lost. The Hungarians beat them.
No.
Bro, I was dying. I go, oh, bro, this is high. Like, we're taking a knee. And there's kids be like, bunch of fags is yelling
at
them.
Oh, my
bro,
God.
It's the fucking craziest, funniest thing. Go put it up. Hungary, England, yeah. Oh, by the way, it's the funniest fucking thing. They're getting booed by children.
So they didn't have...
And then they lost to Hungary.
So, but they... Well, what's the reason why there were no adults in the audience?
As a punishment, because they said that...
As
the,
a punishment for England?
As a punishment for Hungary. It was in Hungary, okay. The game.
Oh, to punish...
These were Hungarian children.
To punish grown-ups from Hungary. Booing.
For, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
From booing every time people kneel.
So they figured, okay, we'll get kids. Kids yeah. will be nice.
The rules say that we can't have adults, so then the kids yeah. will come. And the kids all booed.
Yeah. And kids are meaner than grown-ups.
That's what I thought. Yeah. They just got a bunch of yeah. bullies in the arena. It's the funniest thing.
England players booed by children for taking the knee. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. It's one of the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Because you can't imagine this scenario being real unless you see it.
Yeah.
It never would have clicked to me that this could have happened. Until it happened. And I was like, oh, this is insane.
Can okay. we hear it? Do yeah. we have sound?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's only children. It's only children in the arena.
Yeah, they all started booing them.
Yeah, and I like how Turkey, like, England is taking a knee. And Turkey's like, fuck
Hungary,
sir. It's like, fuck it, we're starting the game.
Yeah,
they
like,
start
fuck
the game.
Yeah, Hungary's against. Hungary's against it completely. That's fuck. Why they, yeah, they're
like
fuck
who
off.
Who cares? If they want to take a knee, let them take a knee.
But
who
then
cares?
Start the game. But that's what they're saying. Yeah. They go, because they get mad because they go, anytime another country in the Balkans yeah. does anything, like they have a sign that says, stop killing my people or something,
yeah.
they get fined. They go, you're too political. And then now their excuse is, this is political.
Yeah.
This is only political, he goes. First of all, we're not even in the United States.
Yeah.
You're doing something about something that happened. He goes, this is 100% political and it's all like virtue signaling.
Yeah.
You know? No one would have known if they didn't get booed. So Hungary's like, fuck you. It's fucking hilarious.
You know what I saw today about kids that kind of freaked me out? I don't know if I was walking, I was driving down the street and I saw, it always freaks me out when you see like a 15-year-old with huge tits.
How do you know they're 15?
The face.
Face.
Some faces look young, bro. His girlfriend looks young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm driving down the street and I see these fucking huge tits and it's a little girl wearing a police uniform. You know those cadets? Like they're not real cops or like junior cops.
Oh, yeah.
But I think they have to be 18, no?
I think they're like 16,
17. I don't think
17.
You'd be 16 to be a cadet, no?
I think they're automatically minors. But it was just weird because I felt like an old fucking pedophile. I was like, oh fuck, those are children tits. But then and it was written police, so there was something
this
weird.
Is a trap.
I was like, you fucking bastards, you got me.
You just go out and you do this. Like, all right, you got me guilty.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure cadets can be 15.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's what's weird though about being a tit guy, because I can see like a huge tits on an 80-year-old and I'll be like, those are nice tits.
You could tell if kids are nice, yeah, but yeah. I don't think cadets are. I thought cadets is like a job. You have to be 18.
You must be 17 years old or over.
Oh,
she might have been 18, bro.
Yeah, she might have been 18. She
might have been 18 or something.
I still felt
maybe
like
she just looked young. Yeah.
Even 18, like I'm 48, so 18 is I'm still a pedophile.
Yeah,
almost.
Well, it doesn't. Well, you didn't bang her, but also you just saw a huge pair of tits.
Well, no, but also like if she's here's what I say: if she's fully developed. Bro, I mean, you're attracted to
you sound
to fully
more
developed
like a
woman.
Pedophile now than I did. So I was like, I felt bad about it. You're like, hey, if there's fucking grass on the field.
If 30,000 kids were here, they'd be booing you.
Yes, I know.
No, but it was just weird that she had a young face with the police uniform.
And huge tits.
And
like
huge tits. I was like, what is going on? Like, I'm fucking trying to drive a car and not hit
someone.
People. God damn.
Like in Seinfeld, the old Henry Harris. Yeah. She walked out with just a bra, so she caused accidents.
Yeah.
People were just looking like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What's weird, too, after I saw that little girl with the big tits, I was like, god damn, she had big tits. And then everyone I saw had huge tits. Like, the next six women I saw had giant tits.
I was like, GTA.
That was a message from the universe.
Yeah.
Yeah, all weird faces or a shitty body, but, like, perfect tits.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
You have one gift
and
10 curses.
Yeah, exactly.
It's I wonder if life's harder or easier. I think tits is still a thing. I think if you have big tits, yeah, you could.
No,
you,
it's still easier.
You could life progress in life.
There was a saleswoman at Honda where I worked, and she had these big fucking tits. She was sexy. And
but how
she,
big?
Like.
Oh, like massive.
Yeah, they were like up there, you know? And yeah, she had a nice
pair of tits. Yeah, because good thing you said up here, because if they were down here, that doesn't help sales.
She had these huge tits right next to her knee.
Sir, you're not kicking the tire. That's my nipple.
Yeah, and she would get a lot of sales easier. Yeah. Like a lot of customers would want to see her.
They didn't want to disappoint those titties.
Yeah, like as soon as she needed help with the sale, the manager ran. It was the funniest shit ever.
Oh, yeah. even the manager would run.
He goes, "What do you need? Do you need help with that sale? I'll come help you. I don't mind that."
We don't talk about the tits power. Yeah. We don't talk about the power of the tits.
Yeah, my wife never got a ticket.
Oh yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, ever.
That's amazing.
Ever she gets,
but she has got stopped.
She gets stopped often. When she was young, she it'd always be just, "Oh hey, look, yeah, you were going kind of fast. Where are you going? You going out?" And they were always like, "Try, hey, I'm off in like 2 hours." They try to pick her up.
Holy shit, these cops are hilarious.
Now since she's older, she doesn't get hit on as much, but still, the no tickets.
They're like, mistake. We all make mistakes.
We all make mistakes. Yeah. You probably didn't see the numbers with those huge jugs in the way. Yeah. push down on your tit so you can see the numbers.
You didn't see the sign. You can't really turn right on tit. We can't. You know.
She did once. We were driving back from Florida, and I was. We were in an SUV, and I was sleeping in the back. And I told her, "Don't go over the speed limit, because if we get stopped, I'm not allowed, just fucking this." I was like, I'd folded the benches and I had a mattress and I was just sleeping like fucking in the back seat. Like it was super dangerous. And then she gets pulled over and I'm like, "Oh, fuck. Well, I'm so fucked because I'm just sleeping."
Should have stayed quiet.
Yeah. And then the guy comes in. He's got the light. He goes, "Ma'am, do you know how fast you were going?" And then she's like, "Shh, my husband's sleeping." And then he was like, "I'm sorry, ma'am. You were going 80 and it's a 55 zone." She goes, "Oh, it's because I said it's because the miles and kilometers, us, it's kilometers. So I didn't know. So it said 55 and I thought 55 kilometers, but 55 kilometers is actually slower. Fucking 30 miles."
But he doesn't know.
Yeah, but he's like, "No, ma'am, it's different. So just watch out. Just watch out. Okay, drive safe." And I was like, "What the fuck?"
That's
like if a cop. If I stopped me and I was like, "Sir, can you fucking keep it down?" They'd be like, "All right,
get out of the car.
Get the fuck out of the car.
Yeah, get the
they
fuck
beat
out.
The shit out of you."
Yeah, you try to tell the truth to police officers as a dude, and they'll be like, they'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The best thing to be when you get pulled over is a white woman with big tits.
Oh, yeah. That
white hot woman.
But not be confrontational.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you can't be like a fucking Karen. Yeah, you got to be like almost like my wife too. She plays kind of dumb and she uses the French thing whenever we're not in Canada, in Quebec. So she'll be like, I don't know. I come here and everything is all complicated.
It's all sign tits, sign breast tits.
Yeah.
That's amazing. It
always works. Damn. Yeah.
Yeah. Poseidon, you got to start using your titties.
Yeah, bro. I got to start using these
bad
boys.
Poseidon gets pulled over. He's just like this. He's like, "Yeah, officer." I was like, sir, what are you doing? Just stretching, officer. You like it?
Like, let me put some sunscreen.
Sir, please step out of the vehicle.
He's like, I don't want to get a sunburn, officer. You feel me? You know what I mean?
Speaking of tits, by the way, the funniest shit would happen when I was in Cuba, because it was an adult-only resort.
Oh.
So we would go to the beach every day, obviously. But a lot of the chairs I would pick, conveniently, there were women right next to us with their tits out.
Oh, it was like a nudist?
No, it wasn't nudist, but they would take out their bras.
Because they're European?
No, they were from here.
Oh, really?
So you just went to a swingers beach?
No, it was not a swingers beach.
Were there pineapples everywhere?
No, there was not a swingers beach. There was not pineapples everywhere.
I think there were, bro.
Be quiet, bro.
I've seen the TikToks you sent me.
What TikToks?
You went to swinger Cuba.
There was no swinger Cuba.
Carry on.
All of Cuba is swinger Cuba.
Oh, I thought there is no swinger Cuba.
Okay, bro.
You have been caught.
But it was not a swingers.
Foisted by your own petard. Go on.
And it happened once, twice, but like the third time my girlfriend got mad, she's like, what the fuck? Why are you always picking chairs with the women and the tits out? I swear to God, I never noticed.
And then
I never know, baby. I swear to God, I never
rock hard.
He's just rock hard. He's like, can you just join the fun and take your tits out? Because this is crazy.
And now my girl's not allowed to do that, bro.
Smack her.
So how many? What was the percentage of women with?
I was
tits
just three.
Out?
It was the same three women that always had their tits out.
Good.
Same three. And you kept going the same women. Three.
Well, by mistake.
It does
by
seem on purpose.
By mistake. It was a mistake.
You said from here. Do you mean Quebecer or American?
They were Quebecois.
Okay.
Quebecois. Yeah.
How do you know? Like, sis.
Actually, yeah. No. But they. I heard a lot.
I didn't even know Quebecer chicks would pull their tits out.
As soon as they
leave the country,
as soon as they would get out from under the shade, first thing to tan their tits.
God damn.
Yeah.
Did you see those?
I love how this audio podcast.
He mimed it. But the best is this is what they saw. If you want to put the camera on me, they take the stuff up there and they close their eyes, and then they're like, it doesn't feel as hot anymore, right? There's shade on them. Yeah. And they look up and all they see is hand like this. Okay. Can I have the chair?
What do you think? I had a because when I got back, you even commented on it. My sunglasses.
Yeah, he was like tanned red everywhere except for here. It was all white.
Yeah,
you should have shade on looking at this.
How was it?
Oh, it was fun. It was a good time.
Yeah,
I got to relax. Yeah, I accidentally fingered a dolphin.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Accidentally.
Accidentally, it was very moist. I finally felt felt what a moist vagina feels like.
Yeah.
For the first time in my life.
Yeah. I only feel these post-op fake vaginas.
So you went to like it was like a dolphin thing that you stand on its head and then it drowns.
No.
Killed a dolphin.
No, so it's called an excursion, and they bring you on this. It's called a boat. It's called a catamaran.
Okay. So all right. So it's called a boat. It's called an
catamaran
and a catamaran.
So you went on one of those boat catamaran excursions.
Exactly. And then it's cool. There's like nets at the front, and you sit on the net, and it's like really comfortable. But I was afraid to go to the net because the railing becomes like really short at some point, and I thought I was going to tip over. But anyways, I survived.
Evidently.
So they put you in a net like you're fish?
No. There's only a section of the boat.
Hey, Marco, we caught another.
Oh, you bastards. We got a whale. They bring you to the market. They weigh you.
No, it looks like this. It's like this thing. Look,
like Dios mio.
Check it out.
Then a Japanese man buys you.
It was this.
Okay.
More like this.
The sort of net thing in the front.
Yeah.
So you were on the net?
So yeah, I was on the net.
It's like a trampoline.
You were like a mermaid.
Almost, yeah, basically. Am I showing it to people? Yes, I am.
Yeah.
It was much larger than this, though, and you could fit like 100-some people.
And probably not as nice as that.
Not as nice.
Like
nowhere
this
near.
This one looks like a Russian billionaire.
Yeah, no, this was a Cuban catamaran.
Okay, yeah.
Don't forget.
So it's an old fucking Dodge from the 50s.
Basically,
a canoe. It's two canoes.
Two canoes, an old Dodge, and like 15 pieces of wood.
Yeah.
And there are nine men hiding in the
trunk. Yeah, making noise.
Yeah. And so it was that thing.
How much was it?
Oh, it was like $100 per person.
U.S.?
U.S.
Yeah. God damn, that's expensive.
Actually, it's not.
They fleeced you, dummies.
It's not that expensive. Just
very expensive.
No. Just
they thought you were autistic. They okay, like, look at these.
It may be
dummies.
Expensive. It may be expensive.
That's a lot though, because isn't rent in Cuba like $9 a year?
Yeah.
What?
Like, isn't it super cheap there?
Yeah, it is.
Like groceries. Yeah. You can do your groceries for like $8.
No, that's not
you
true.
You have no choice.
No, because
that is true, but not where you went.
No, everything
charging
is
you American prices.
But everywhere it's American prices. If you're not from Cuba, you have to pay American price.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah, for everything and everything.
But if you
is expensive.
Are, yeah, but then they're
screwing.
Crazy.
You live here.
They're screwing the
whitey. The tourists. Yeah, not them.
Yeah, but whatever. I didn't give a fuck. I had a good time. Just in my opinion, for me, it was worth it just for the dolphin experience. So I didn't.
But the only experience you had is fingering the dolphin.
So you're sitting in a net and you drive by a dolphin and you. Jamming your finger in it? Or does the net catch a dolphin?
No. So we were chilling in the catamaran.
Were you trying to put dollar bills in there?
No. And we drove. We drove to the dolphinarium, which was there was a bunch of dolphins.
A dolphinarium?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got to chill with two dolphins. One of them was called Nina, the other one was called Poncho. I remember dolphins' names, but not people's names, which is fucking weird. Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm listening to the story.
So yeah, so
that wasn't funny enough for the laugh you gave it.
Yeah, yeah. That's why.
Oh yeah, I can understand.
I remember dolphins' names. I don't remember human names. Oh, that's a good one. I should write that one down. That's going to be a keeper.
Yeah, I kill myself sometimes. It's great.
That's a good one.
I crack myself up.
Give yourself a... Saw that. Okay, wait 4 seconds for the people at home to laugh. Perfect.
Kill the laugh track. So then, yeah, and... yeah, basically they would feed the dolphin fish and they would have it do tricks and shit.
Okay.
So one of them was like, they would do flips.
They don't want to get fingered.
They would pass by, you would pet it, but you had to, they said no fingers in blowholes or its mouth.
They never said vagina.
Or, okay. No, they said, or it's like, you know, where it poops from. Like, any opening, it's a dolphin, don't try to put your hand
but
in it.
But you were like, yo.
Did they say this in English?
I don't follow the rules.
In English.
Yeah. I'm a rebel. Yeah. Los rebel.
No, but what happened was, because at some point it did like a few laps, we were petting the dolphin and shit. Okay. And then like on the last...
Was this in the ocean? Because you don't do laps in the ocean.
No, it was in the middle of the ocean. No, but so the dolphin...
So it was doing laps, it was going to like Greece and coming back?
No. No, it was like going, and then it would come. It would
Bahamas. Fucking
okay. So the way it works is, it's kind of like this giant like pier type of shit,
okay.
And you kind of go down, and there's a platform you stand on, but you're underwater, and it covers you up until like my nipples. For me.
So they're in the ocean, but there's like a cage.
It's completely, it's like a cage that goes
so
all the way
down. So they're not in the ocean. It's like a fucking poor man's Sea World. Basically.
No, but it's in... fuck, I don't know how to explain this.
But they're not in the ocean.
They're middle of the ocean.
They're in the ocean, but they're not free. It's the
exactly.
cage
yeah,
in
yeah,
the ocean.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, no, but then they're not in the ocean.
Life.
That's like saying right now we're in the street.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the street's right there. We're not in the streets, though. Yeah. I know the street is next, but we're in a building closed off.
No, but the way this was, it was super, like, open and shit.
How can they leave and go in the ocean?
No.
They're not in the ocean.
But they had doors, I think.
Do they have the keys?
Yeah, do they have the keys to go to the ocean?
No, they do not have the keys.
So then what are you talking about?
Fuck, I can't find images for a dolphinarian.
That's like saying, let's say, when Charles Manson was alive, was he in prison? He was in California.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in prison. California. Fucking...
Sunshine State.
Sunshine State, baby.
Yeah, no, they were still 100% in prison, the dolphins.
I feel bad for the fish.
Yeah.
They get fingered, they're in prison.
So how did the finger thing
come
about?
Well, because it would pass by all the tourists, because we're all lined
sexy.
Up on the platform. And
what was it wearing?
And they're like, a short skirt. And they're like, okay, pet the dolphin, but be gentle. So we would pet it.
Big-ass fish titties.
And then it would come back.
Reeks of fish, I like it.
It would come back, and we'd pet it again, and then like I think like the third time it came back around this way, I pet it.
I remember doing a third date.
No, I pet it, and like my fingers kind of went over its pussy. I was like, oh no! Did it feel? I got scared. I thought the dolphin felt it. I thought it was gonna eat me.
Okay. Well, why would that be the reaction?
Well, because I don't know. I sexual assault. I don't fucking know. It's stronger than me. It's weighs fucking 200 kilos. So I got scared. So I'm like, oh fuck! Did it feel that I?
So you started yelling. I touched the vagina.
No, I didn't. I didn't yell. I'm not autistic. I'm not. And I was like, fuck! Did the dolphin feel that? And then it just kept going. And I was like, okay, I didn't feel it. I'm good.
Did your girlfriend notice?
No, but I told her after.
Oh. She's
like, what the fuck?
Dolphins are very sexual, though.
Yeah, they are. They're very horny.
Yeah.
They were the horniest things in that dolphinarium until I showed up.
Yeah.
That would have been funny. He was trying to explain to his girlfriend. She's like, why'd you touch the dolphin's pussy? He's like, it was an accident. Why are you having an erection? Unrelated.
Did you get into it? This was the first time you went somewhere with your girl, right?
Yeah.
Did you get into any fights during the week?
Oh, no, with her?
No, yeah.
With other people.
Yeah, no.
No.
Other people or no?
Nah.
And you didn't see anyone that you had met on your previous trips?
No, because I was on the other side of the island.
Yeah.
I took precautions.
Were you landing at the same airport?
No, I landed in Varadero.
Okay.
Yeah. I had landed in 2018. I landed like on the east side of the island.
Okay.
Which is apparently like Like, already Cuba's decrepit.
Oh, you, the last place you had went to was the ghetto side?
Yeah. So, like, it was ghetto to the ghetto. So, imagine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now this one's more upscale.
More upscale.
How are the hoos?
Yo, I noticed they're fucking ugly.
So
they're hot. They have nice bodies. But, like, their faces is, like...
None of them look like dolphins.
Yeah, none of them. Oh, one of the things, the dolphin, it would give you a kiss.
What?
They would give it fish, and like, okay, now the dolphin is going to kiss you, and you would put out your cheek.
You made out with a dolphin?
No, and it would kiss you on the cheek. It would go...
Did you do it?
Yeah, of course. I put it on my... It kissed me on the cheek.
The same dolphin you sexually assaulted?
Yes. Some people, what they did...
So hold on a second. Hold on a second. You forcibly touched someone's vagina and then made and then her kiss you.
Accidentally.
Yeah. Oh, this is creepy as fuck.
You know what we're going to find out in a couple of years when we'll invent something to learn languages that animals talk? The sounds that dolphins make are just, help me.
Yeah.
Help me. I'm in a fucking cage. I have these fat men standing on my nose.
Yeah.
This fucking giant fingered me.
But they all have accents.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for some reason, they're all like Italian accents.
Yeah,
Mamma mia, he a finger me. The fat man, he making me kiss. Help. They're all from Italy. Dolphins are Italian. Holy shit, that is weird.
But
for dolphins.
But some people, what they would do is the dolphin would go to kiss him and they would turn around and give it a kiss, like on the lips and shit. But like
how fucking much of a sexual predator are you that you're like, I'm gonna trick this dolphin into mouth kissing
Yeah,
I want the slow motion and just beside him from a distance watching him swim doing this thing.
No.
Yeah.
There was the first guy.
Hey, Flipper. Come here, I got something for you.
There was the first guy.
Flip this, baby.
Flip that ass up on his dick.
There was the first guy that did it. The first guy that did that. The trainer yelled at him. He goes, no, what are you doing? It's a boy. And everyone started laughing at him.
Oh, he did it. Fuck it.
Yeah, he did the dolphin. He goes, what are you doing? It's a boy. And everyone just started laughing at him.
We're not against dolphin sex. We have a problem with homosexuals.
Yeah. What is Cuba? You know?
That's so funny. The girl, rape. It's okay. But that's so fucking funny. I think that's where they draw the line. That's a boy.
It's a boy. Everyone just started laughing at him. He was like...
How was the food?
Trash.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Apparently, every fucking resort in Cuba is garbage for food, right?
Yeah, and Mexico, I heard.
Mexico, really?
No, that's what I heard. I don't know. It's true.
I heard Mexico was better. I heard Cuba and Dominican Republic are the worst.
Yeah.
Really?
I heard you get the runs, yeah.
Yeah, apparently Dominican Republic and Cuba is the same shit.
Yeah, Cuba, you can't drink the water either.
Oh. Yeah.
I've never been, so I'm just saying what I heard.
Yeah. No. I've been in Mexico, but I've never... Oh, yeah, no, I've never been to all-inclusive, though, in Mexico, so I don't know.
I've never been to Mexico. I want to go to Mexico. I like Mexico.
Yeah. I know Haiti was the saddest food I've ever seen in my life for an all-inclusive. You can't go to a country that's trying to rebuild itself.
And an all-inclusive.
You're like, your economy is dying. Your people are out in the street burning things. God, can you bring me a mimosa?
Yeah. So this chicken's very wet. My tears, sir.
My family died. Okay.
It's too depressing.
Yeah.
It's like right now people doing all-inclusives in like Ukraine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's fucked up though about all those all-inclusives is... They you have to trick your brain into not looking at the towns you drive through before you get there.
Because it's hell.
Because the airport is beautiful, and then the resort is beautiful, and then on your way there, it's garbage.
Misery.
And they try to put trees to block the fucking shacks.
Well, when we drove to the resort, we drove towards the resort at night, so we didn't see anything.
Okay, yeah.
But then when we're leaving, and I'm like, The first thing I noticed was the street lamps anywhere. But I remember driving to the resort, there was no light. So I'm like, what the fuck do they have street lamps for? That was the first thing. And bro, it was decrepit as fuck. I was like, Jesus Christ, bro. Like it was bad.
I don't like where you're going with this, bro. Communism doesn't work, you think?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
I'm not down
with that. 90% of the Cuban people own their homes.
Yeah, he was telling me this last week.
Yeah.
That's
a fun fact. Outright? You mean like without even a mortgage?
Yep.
No, it's a cardboard box and the government's allowed to come in and take it whenever they want, but they own it.
Yeah,
they own
but it. They own their cardboard box.
Stipulations, but they own it.
Yes.
So crazy. I feel bad because they have a nice country.
Yeah. That's
beautiful country, by the way.
But see, that they probably do that. They make you arrive at night because they know they don't want to ruin your trip by seeing the garbage country.
Yeah.
But then when you're leaving, they're like, who cares?
Yeah.
That's like when Sonia was telling me about her when she went out to escort in Vancouver and the guy flew her in first class, but then sent her back coach.
Yeah.
Because you want her to show up being like, I'm a VIP, I'm a princess. And then he bangs her. Yeah. And then he's like, okay, fuck off.
Here's a bus ticket.
Yeah. You really want her to pop that pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, I don't think she's mad, right? Like, it's
normal. No. She was like, she wasn't, like, I was mad for her. She was like, yeah, he flew me in first class. And I was like, in round trip? And she goes, no, back, it was coach. And I was like, what a fucking dick.
Yeah.
But she was like, no, it's nice that he flew me in first class. And I was like, no, that guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But if she was happy, that means other people have flown her in coach.
Yeah.
No, that's what you normally fly them in.
Yeah.
Unless you're one of the Emiratis.
One of the big boys.
Yeah.
But if you're flying in a prostitute, that means you have a shit ton of money.
Why don't you get a local prostitute?
I don't know. Maybe, but I guess if you get in a prostitute shipped in, it's because you want someone that won't tell anyone about your weird dick. It's maybe. Either you have a weird dick or you're very married.
Or you don't know how to find prostitutes.
Yeah.
Or you want to experience that one prostitute that's well known.
Yeah, Poseidon has favorites.
No, I
What?
I don't have favorites.
That's what you just
That
described.
Must be good, though, now for, like, because in the old days, you could have sex with porn stars, but it was really, really expensive. But now, since every sex worker has an OnlyFans, you can have sex with people that you've masturbated to.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Fairly cheaply. Oh, shit. You know what I found out yesterday? It was fucking weird. I was doing a show, and Maud Landry, you know the comic?
Of course.
She told me a guy offered her $50,000 for a blowjob.
I said $50. I don't know why she's exaggerating.
And I was like, what? And I was like, look, I have two questions. She was like, no, it's because the guy loves comedy. And I was like, look, okay.
Two questions. One, what did you do with the money?
I was like, do you have his number? And two, does he know me? Because I suck a dick. No, but like the guy apparently, like I was like, that guy, how much money did he have? Because he sent her a screen grab of his bank account to show he had the money he could pay.
If you do that, geez, you don't take an e-transfer, you take a cash.
But 100%. I told her, I was like, how much money did he have? And she went like, he had like $200,000 or $300,000. I was like, that's not a lot of money to pay $50,000 for a blowjob.
Yeah, 25%.
Give a quarter of your fucking everything you have.
Maybe it was $300,000.
That's like you fucking giving someone $14 for a blowjob.
Yeah.
Maybe it was $300,000 only in the checking account.
But that's what she said. She goes, no, but he's got a bunch of accounts. And I was like, yeah, but that sounds like a fuck it. Like the guy, apparently he offered her he started with $5,000. She said never. And then he went to 50,000.
And then she's like, when?
Yeah. But she was like, that's fucking insane.
That is insane.
That's insane.
And because he's a big comedy fan? Is that what? Well, I don't think that's the reason.
Yeah. That's fucking
I just
creepy.
Love stand-up.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, me too.
Because imagine you're getting a blowjob from someone because you like their one-liners. You're like, she's got a lot of zingers.
She's speaking into your dick.
Yeah. Like, oh, Bill Burr, less teeth, please. Less teeth. It's so weird.
Yeah. Rant my nuts.
Yeah. It's so weird.
Yeah, it's wrong.
And it's horrible being a woman. Like, when she told me that, I was like,
she had another one she posted on her Instagram. I was dying of laughter. This guy kept saying, hey, la belle mode. Hey, beautiful mode. Hey, beautiful. Like, that's how, and he's like, she's like, stop referring to me. Just say mode. She's like, hey, la belle mode. Hey. And then I replied, what did I say? I said, stop being a bitch, Belle. I go, la belle mode. I go, belle mode, stop being like that. He's just saying, la belle mode. La belle mode. It's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
She's nicer.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, that's very fucked nice. Up though.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay $50,000 for a blowjob.
She's not that nice.
No, but when she told me that, I was like, oh, fuck, being a girl sucks.
That's how you saw it.
Yeah,
you tell me, I'm like, being a girl is lucrative.
Do you know what it also seems like? It seems like he made a bet with his buddies. He's like, yo, I bet you I can get Mold to suck my dick.
Yeah, but for 50 but G's.
Like, she's single. So wouldn't it just be easier to go up. Talk to her, be charming?
Yeah, go on a
if
date.
You have fucking 50 G's laying around to spend, go, hey.
Spend it on a
hey,
date.
Hey, fuck. Hey, do
yeah,
you
I'll
wanna,
take you out.
Do you want to go have lunch? No, fuck. I'll fly you. Let's go eat in Toronto.
Yeah.
I rented a fucking jet. You jet to Toronto, eat, go back. You're definitely going to get a blowjob.
Yeah, this man's bad at business. Yeah. Yeah.
Very bad at business. Yeah. He could have got a blowjob for 20 G's, but he would have flown to Toronto.
Yeah. Fucking, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, terrible business decisions, this man. How did he make
that? Is he good looking? Does she know that?
I forgot. I want to, because I was going on stage next, but I had like a million questions. Because she was saying that I was peeing, and I could hear her talking to other people. And I was like, I'm peeing, and it was like the public bathroom, but there wasn't a door. So I was like, I'm sorry, my dick's in my hand, and I was asking her questions. I'm zipping up my pants asking her about
how much? And this, she said she gets this a lot?
She said she gets a lot of, like, hey, how much? Like, she gets a lot of, when are you going to start an OnlyFans? Which is a weird thing to ask someone that isn't, like, she's
a
not.
A hooker. She's successful.
And she's not sexual at all. Like, you know how some comics, you're like,
you're a little sexual.
She's a comic, but she's kind of a slutty looking comic.
She's
not
sexual at all.
She's a comic.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't get how you can see her and go, oh, I want to see her pussy. Something weird about that.
I'm offended that no one's ever asked me.
Yeah.
To blow them?
No, no one's ever been like, here's somebody, bang me or something. I've never received money.
Yeah. I don't like it's that. A hard life being a man.
I used to get a lot of offers when I was younger, and I first started doing TV
dudes?
Of dudes asking me to fuck their wives.
That's too weird, bro.
I had like not a lot, but I've had at least three or four, and it was always
while they watch.
And I was always like, "You're going to be in the room." They're like, "No, I'll be in the living room. You just fuck her." And then when you're done, we can have a drink. And I was like,
"That's too weird. That's weird. Bro. It's too weird."
I was always afraid. Well, one, I was starting to go out with Marie at the time.
Yeah.
So, but even if I was single, I was like, I'd always be afraid if I'm start fucking the girl and she loves it, and this guy's in the living room and he hears like, "Oh, you're so much better than my fucking stupid husband," and he goes, "That motherfucker." I'd get angry if I saw a guy fucking my wife.
I'd kill someone,
even if it was 100%. My idea. I'd murder that guy.
I guarantee you something, it would never be my idea.
Yeah.
but I think that's what cucks are. They enjoy
yeah, but it's
that.
It's too weird. I don't want to be involved
I wonder though if they like if they like being angry or if it just makes them happy.
It's just all of it is too weird because now you're weird, you know bro. The thing is because now you're in these people's lives. You're involved with this couple. You shared like an intimate moment with another. It's fucking weird. It's like I don't want to be part of your life.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
It's too weird.
Very weird.
Yeah. I used to like cuck porn. Like in the old days, cuck porn was just a guy fucking another guy's wife. Yeah,
and the other guy crying.
And then it became gay. Like about 8 years ago, the guy getting his wife fucked, he'd always try to suck the other guy's dick.
What?
Yeah. Go on Pornhub, check any cuck porn. There's always a guy trying to lick the guy's dick.
While he's banging his wife.
Yeah, it's always like the girl's like, look close up. And then he'll look close up. And then the guy licks the guy's nuts. And you're like, hey, fucking buddy.
Imagine the other guy punching me, ruining this for me.
It's an interesting world we live in.
Yeah.
It's too weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you like now it's all what, incest shit?
Yeah, you were saying that your biggest trend thing is that is weird. Maybe because of broken. I don't know why.
I think it's because of broken, like broken homes. Like
a lot of broken homes,
marriages or whatever.
It has to be. There needs to be a trigger.
Because you're like, oh, this fucking hot girl that's not my sister, but her dad is with my mom. She lives here.
It comes from there. I think it's a lot of broken homes.
Maybe
to shift the culture.
But I found out with statistics that incest has actually been around for the longest time. It's actually around much more than you think.
No,
incest
was invented in 1991. No. I saw that.
Did you have to read a statistic to see that incest?
No, but it's been much more rampant than you'd think. So it's existed in families.
There was probably way more incest in the old days
than more.
Now. Because now people believe kids.
No, but
in the old days, they'd be like, stop lying about Uncle Al. Yeah. He's a wonderful man.
Bro, the entire, the UK.
is born from incest.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah,
the royal family.
You're right. Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant the entire country.
No.
All the
royals all around Europe, they just fuck each other.
Yeah.
That's your first cousin. That's your sister. Because
you can only fuck royal blood.
Yeah. They were so stupid.
Yeah.
Fuck.
There's a lot of places that then they started bringing in. That's why they started some kingdoms. They were forced. Okay, like, let's say you're the kingdom of Hungary or whatever. You have to take a princess from England, bang them, and have kids because they started to realize that the kids were retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's like the I was gonna say Amish, the Hasidic Jews from New York started marrying the Montreal Hasids just so that they wouldn't have fucking waterhead babies.
I found out about that this week. Someone told me that this week. That's amazing that you bring it up too.
Yeah,
a comic brought it up to me. Fuck, what?
I've never that must be weird seeing a person that's Hasidic and has Down syndrome.
Yeah.
I've never seen someone with Down, like, because they
Down syndrome, baby,
Down syndrome. But Down syndrome people have straight hair,
and
Hasidic Jews have curly hair. So it must be weird. Like, it's just a Down syndrome guy with just long
straight hair. But you can't tell; they'll gel it up. They got the hat on. You don't know. You just think it's like a really happy Abraham Lincoln impersonator. it's. I found out this week. Somebody told me that. He goes, "Did you know that in Montreal, your Jewish community is doing the Hasidic Jews are doing like an exchange, like a population exchange with New Yorkers?" I was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Yeah, they do it because of there was too much incest and the kids were all fucked up."
Yeah,
I was like, "God damn."
Yeah, there's gotta be. Oh shit! Is that a?
Did you type in Hasidic Jewish
Down syndrome? Shit! That guy. Oh,
at first I typed it wrong though.
To click on him.
Yeah. Oh, he's doing something.
Love syndrome.
Love syndrome.
How did you type it wrong?
I wrote acidic.
Acid. Like,
Okay, Burns. Okay, Burns is the guy. Okay, I don't know if they're. Yeah. That's just a painting. But the one that you saw with the microphone.
What the fuck is this?
The one that you went to.
What is this?
You look at the one that it you went to. It looks like
a drag queen in a scared.
Yeah, look at what it says. Love Syndrome Israel Story Episode 2. So they probably did like Love on the Spectrum. They probably did like an Israeli Down Syndrome show.
Oh,
this one too, she has.
Love on the Syndrome would be amazing.
Yeah.
Love on the Syndrome.
Yeah.
That's a good fucking show.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking a bunch of. The first one. Click on the first one with the old man.
I think that's a rabbi. Lives Lost for Men with Down Syndrome, A College Dream. Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
But anyways.
So there are Hasidic Jews. With
it was rampant apparently.
Yeah.
Here.
I don't know what I was expecting, but he looks like every other person with Downs I've ever seen before.
Go on the third row, the second picture. Like
this one?
No, underneath that. The third row, that one. That is the best hat for someone with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
Because it kind of hides a big forehead.
Is that a child?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks like an underage marriage.
Yeah the child bride's thing, I don't care who you are, I'm never with that shit.
Yeah, that looks, that's creepy. Yeah.
They don't
look at this dude. This dude's a fucking creep. Look at this shit.
No, it's just because he's not used to taking photos. Some people are not good on photos. Some people look, you know, some people photograph well.
Yeah.
There are some people that for the life of them, they just can't photograph. Actually, no, it doesn't look that bad now. There are some people that just don't photograph well.
Yeah.
Every photograph, they either look angry, like a predator, disgusting. I've met people who they're good looking in real life, but every photo they're disgusting. Yeah.
I used to be really photogenic, and then I don't know what happened. I look like a goblin on every picture.
It's 50-50 me. Sometimes I'll look amazing. Sometimes I'll go goblin.
Every picture of me, like from the 90s, I always look like better than what I look like in real life.
Every picture he takes of you, you look like a fucking troll.
Yeah, but
that's because he doesn't know how to take pictures.
Because he doesn't know how to fucking take pictures of chubby guys. You take it from underneath to get a nice.
He's like, let me go under your boob.
Yeah. All right. If you can just stand like this
because
to show your pecs.
Because I'm tall, so I would always take pictures of people, and it kind of looked like it was I was taking pictures like over like above from above. But
that's how you look thinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see.
But the way you were always going under to Mike, you're always like this.
Yeah. Like that picture he took of us with Hélène Boudreau.
We look.
Look like I weigh 900 pounds. You look bigger too, and she looks borderline fat.
Yeah, she looks borderline fat. I look disgusting. Yeah. It's like we don't look like that.
Yeah.
Whoops.
You're the only reason why I cut carbs again.
You're welcome.
You ruined us.
Oh, by the way, speaking of carbs, my doctor told me after he goes, you gotta cut carbs, buddy.
Are you gonna do the?
Hold on a second. The doctor told you this.
Yeah.
Because before you went to the doctor, you were in doubt.
No,
like,
I was not,
I'm in great
I was,
shape.
I was not in doubt, but he goes, now you're getting to an age where it can actually affect you.
Did he tell you to quit carbs because you were eating carbs as he was examining
you? No.
He has a baguette.
You were eating spaghetti.
No, because
you should cut carbs. What do you mean?
Yeah. No, because I did my blood tests and stool tests and everything.
Okay.
And
did
he goes,
pass?
Yeah, I passed them all bright colors. But yeah, I was good. I was just one thing. I'm predisposed to gout. So if I
really
fuck yeah. That's insane.
Because you eat too much red meat, or you drink too much. You don't drink any beer.
No, but I he goes to cut down on the red
the
meat
salt.
A little bit.
Okay.
And the salt, yeah. So
God damn. Apparently that hurts like crazy.
Yeah, and he it's,
and gout it used to be a rich person's disease.
Yeah.
He goes and he said, what did he say? Only 18% of people. About only 18% of the population can get this.
It used to be a rich person, and now it's people poor, that look like they're fucking homeless.
Yeah, it's people that don't know how to eat, because what happened is back in the day, rich people only had access to salt, red meat, all that, so they would be gluttonous about it, and they would...
Nah, bro, just...
That's one of the advantages of
I know, but it just my DNA is rich too, bro. I'm predisposed to being a rich person, that's why.
So why hasn't your DNA kicked in yet? Yeah.
So you have all the rich man disease, but none of the
perks. The only thing rich about me is the diseases, but not the perks.
I'm chubby like a king from the 1400s. I have the life expectancy of a monarch from the 1600s.
My blood is gravy.
I don't wash. I bathe in perfume.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
I'm an old rich man.
Yeah, so honestly, though, just be careful with that. Please cut the carbs and watch the salts and all that shit, because don't die young, bro.
He goes, I'm not, it's not dangerous, he goes.
It's very
he goes, but if you continue, he goes, look, it just you're a little bit over on some stuff, like minute. It's like very little. Like
Do you eat a lot of salt?
Yes.
Okay. You put salt on everything, or you just buy shit with tons of sodium?
Both.
Okay.
Big on the sodium.
Yeah. And he goes, it just, you know, start making changes now, because if you continue, then it could get worse when you're 40.
Yeah.
You know? So
he's like,
just be careful.
If you continue, right, it's going to get worse by the time you're 35, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're exponential. You don't go slowly. Yeah. You go all in.
But he said, but apart from that, everything is A-okay. My blood, everything's good. I'm immune to hepatitis B. I'm right.
What do you mean immune?
I'm immune to it. I can never catch hepatitis B.
Wow, that's a weird thing to say. I don't know. I don't know what that means.
It's like a type of AIDS. I can never catch.
Isn't hepatitis? Yeah, but
why would
you
be immune?
That's like saying I'm immune to herpes.
But the way you're saying it, it's like I'm telling you, bro, I suck this guy's dick. We've been fucked.
Because,
I got nothing.
Because the first time when I used to do blood tests, I would say, and then I would tell people, and they're like, you're full of shit. But this time I saw it again, I'm like, oh shit, I actually am immune.
So we could get someone with a full on.
So I could inject heroin in me. I will never catch hepatitis B from used needles.
We should try that.
Will never try that.
We don't need to give you the heroin, but just
the hepatitis.
Oh,
no, but I can still get C though.
Hepatitis C.
So wait, how are you immune to one?
I must have been vaccinated when I was a kid.
Oh, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, you got vaccinated? Wait, so weren't we all vaccinated for that shit?
Yeah. So if you're vaccinated, everyone's vaccinated. And I don't think we're vaccinated.
You're vaccinated
that,
probably for the monkeypox, you.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the 70s, I think they gave it when they were the chickenpox, too.
But anyway, so I did that. So all good. And also because I wanted to check my dicks. Because I got like...
How many do you have?
Did you check all three?
No, because I got a...
You only check the one in front of you and the two inside of you. those are the most important ones.
You got to let them out first, though.
Because I had gotten like two warts on my dick, and I started panicking. I thought I caught something.
I would have panicked after the first
wart. Bro, I swear to God.
You got warts on your dick?
No,
how?
No,
it's not possible.
It's not a wart. He told me it's not a wart. He examined me.
You just told me it's a wart.
No, I thought it was a wart. So I freaked out. I panicked. That's why I've been trying to reach them the whole time. I thought I caught something.
When in Mexico you got this?
In
Cuba?
I got this a few months ago. It
stayed?
Yeah, it stayed.
I was scared of shit. I would have died.
Well, but that's the thing. That's why I've been
freaking
out. And
you've only been with your girl.
Yeah, exactly.
And did you get this after she came back from her trip?
No. Goodbye. I was expecting.
She came back on her business.
How funny would it be? He's like, babe, I don't know how the fuck this happened. I haven't slept with anyone except for you. And she's like, huh. It's a mystery. No.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's a mystery. The thing is, anything. One of them, I thought, could be an ingrown because like it's very close to like the pubic
an ingrown
area.
Penis.
No, ingrown hair. Okay. Sorry. So you know, he goes, it's probably that. You know, you just gotta pop it, and one of them is a pimple.
Oh, okay.
He goes, so you just gotta. But it was the because I've never shown my dick to the doctor as an adult, so it was the weirdest shit. He goes, okay, pull
were
down
you your hard pant. When you showed it to him?
No, I wasn't.
Did you put it like because you know when you pull your dick out in front of someone, you usually like you'll shake it up a bit just so, it's not tiny.
No, I didn't have to do that.
The best is the doctor's touching for the pimple, and then Poseidon's like he drops $20, like finish it off.
Though, no.
Okay, yeah. Like, don't do it halfway. Like, complete the job.
Yeah. But like, it was the weirdest shit because I've never shown my dick to a grown man. So he goes, okay, drop your pants.
You've only shown your dick to little boys?
Yes, only little boys.
A grown man, that's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
For kids, everything seems bigger.
So
he goes, they're way more excited.
But because I've never done it.
Doctor, I'm not comfortable. If you could start crying, then I'd be comfortable.
So it was the weirdest shit. And then, like, he goes, drop your
if
pants.
You can hold a backpack.
He goes, drop your pants.
You can get a lolly with them.
You have a baseball cap. You gotta put it sideways.
It was weird for me because I'm like, okay, do I drop my pants now? He goes, yes, drop them. Okay, I'm dropping my pants now. I go, but like, it was like I have to.
So you're like someone jumping in a pool.
Yeah. So
like
so
one,
I,
two, three.
So I dropped them, and then my instinct was to cover.
Yeah.
I was like, he's like, bro, I have to like. And then
did he call you bro?
No, obviously not. I'm paraphrasing. Okay. But like, it was the weirdest shit ever.
Bro, your dick's not the problem. Yeah. The whiff of shit is, though.
No. Yeah. So he's like, okay, show me where the issue is. So I'm looking and I'm showing.
Show me where the issue is. This whole thing.
But then I'm embarrassed. I'm shy. So I'm doing this. I'm showing like, I'm like, it's like right there. But like, I like it was the weirdest shit.
Yeah, that is weird.
Like it's weird.
I don't want to show another man my penis.
Exactly.
And then we talk about it.
Yeah. And then
like a podcast.
And then he had a glove on and he goes and he has to and he like because they're under my balls
he
like
touches
he,
it.
Like he touched. He goes, oh no, that's just a pimple. Don't worry about it. You know. So I was like,
he's like, I went to university for this.
Yeah. Imagine.
Yeah.
He fucking yeah. It was he the went most to school for 14
awkward.
Years.
Like even though so, he's a doctor, I felt first of all I felt incredibly embarrassed.
When he was, the only thing that would have been weird is if when he's like, "Oh, you're good," kisses him.
God damn!
I'm sorry. Bro.
God damn!
God that's damn. A funny sketch. It's like the Asian guy. What did he remember that?
It's like my camera sketch. I went to the doctor. I went to do a sketch where you like there's a doctor and like there's me talking to him. The doctor could have been like Emil, you know?
Yeah.
And he's trying to convince me that I have to get a colonoscopy, and I'm really against it. He's like, don't worry, technology's improved. Cameras have gone smaller. Like I don't feel comfortable. He's like, I'm telling you, it's not a video. It's a little camera. But then when it pans out, I'm angry. I'm like weird out because he's holding a GoPro.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
I wanted. He's like, the technology. So good. They've gotten so small. Don't think of these big studio cameras. They're small cameras. Then it's a GoPro. So that would make a good sketch.
God damn, that laugh. You can tell you're not healthy.
Yeah.
Just you were choking and
You almost died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, oh, because another thing, he goes, are you still a smoker? I go, no, it's been 6 months. I've stopped. And he goes, oh, good. But he told me it takes like years for the body to recuperate from the smoke.
Yeah, smoking is bad. By the way, because we're gonna be late, because we gotta go all the way to Drummondville. I gotta go edit this, have it out for everyone.
Yeah.
So, Mike, I don't know if you're aware of this, but on July 22nd of this year, this summer, you will be breaking records at the Montreal Bell Centre with Sous-Écoute Live, the largest, bestest comedy podcast in French on the planet.
Exactly.
You're kicking some ass. Exactly. Tickets are on sale right now, centrebrag.com. Already 20,000, sold a little over 20,000. I think you could max, 21 or 22? What's the max?
21.
21,
yeah.
Which is probably going to happen by the time we reach there. Centrebrag.com. It's the historic event of a lifetime, the event of the summer. Join us over there. PenthouseComedy.com for all of my stuff. I have 3 shows happening at the festival, all in French, my hour twice. And one is Les Rebelles, the nasty show in French. That's going to be fun. Crazy lineup. Surprise guest that I can't even announce, but it's the surprise guest is worth the price of admission by the guest self. Bleeposign69, Instagram and Twitter. Follow him online. Patreon.com/Pantelis to support all of our antics. Thank you guys, and go fuck yourselves.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.